Shakespeare once allowed Juliet to ask, "What's in a name?" We'll discover through this series that names matter. Welcome to our Advent edition of Crosstalk. Here's Karen Pitters.
Jesus is the cornerstone. In Isaiah 28:16, there's a prophecy that's fulfilled in Jesus. "Therefore, thus says the Lord God, behold, I'm laying in Zion a stone, a tested stone, a costly cornerstone for the foundation, firmly placed. He who believes in it will not be disturbed." Ephesians 2:19 through 22 says, "So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints, and are of God's household, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole building, being fitted together, is growing into a holy temple in the Lord." The cornerstone, a stone cut true and straight. A cornerstone is literally a stone at the corner of a building. It's an important stone. The cornerstone is the first one set in the construction of a masonry foundation. Important since all the other stones will be set in reference to this one, thus determining the position of the entire structure. I have never built a structure, but I've tried my hand at some other construction projects. I live in an old house built about 100 years ago. While the foundation is still sound, the rest of the house that was built on top of the masonry has since settled, warped, cracked, and in some points just plain failed. Repairing and remodeling has been difficult at times because there's really no longer a straight wall or a corner in the house. In order to put the new walls up in our shower in our bathroom, we had to deal with the fact that the walls were built with roughly sawn boards that are actually 2x4 inches, a little warped, and some have hardened over the years. Thank God for shims and power nailers. The nice new squared-off shower floor did not exactly fit snugly against the walls into the corner. In the words of my grandma, things were wobber-jawed. We had to work hard to make the new walls straight. Using levels and a square and the 3-4-5 rule, we did our best to ensure that the new shower was straight and true. But we had no solid, true, straight cornerstone to use as our guide. That would have made our work easy. In living my life of faith, sometimes I get wobber-jawed. I sin, make the wrong choice, act unkindly, want my own way, neglect prayer. Like the boards in my bathroom walls, my heart gets hardened. I get caught in the trap that getting ready for Christmas is more about the baking and shopping and decorating than the relationship I have with the one who was born at Christmas. And yet I find myself as a part of that holy temple, part of the rest of the saints who are all being fitted together to be a part of the holy temple of the Lord. We each have our place and purpose, and the Holy Spirit has given us the faith we need to become part of that temple. We are built on the cornerstone that Jesus, born and laid in a manger, grew to be a man to show us how to live and died on the cross to restore our relationship with our Father and to forgive our sins. He is the cornerstone, the true stone we can line ourselves up with as we are built into the temple. I'm so thankful we're in it together. We have the Word of God to show us the way to stay in line with the cornerstone. We have each other as we encourage and sometimes admonish one another in the faith. We hold each other up in the love of Jesus. This Christmas, consider the cornerstone of our faith, not just the baby in the manger, but our Savior and Redeemer. We pray, "Thank you, Jesus, that you are our cornerstone. Thank you for building us into your holy temple. Help us to love, encourage, admonish one another as we prepare to celebrate your birthday. Help us to share your love with a world that does not yet know you, so they too can join us as a part of your holy temple. Amen."